It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh no! Yeah. Hey, look, Clint is driving this thing. I'm riding passenger seat.
They didn't let your boy put his hands on the steering wheel once again. Now, come on, man! Yeah. You damn right.
Hey, you know what that means? Hey, Clint driving, that means I can pop me a cold one too. So hey, I ain't mad at that
smoke
one.
Smoke you a cigarette. Smoke you a couple darts mid show, man. Get you a cold beer. Let's ride.
Hey,
man.
Wait till that long break. You already know what time it is.
There's a full beer fridge down the hall.
Hey, man. Hey, big shout out to you guys for working on this beautiful Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Everybody out there, you cooking out, you drinking some cold beer, you're hanging out with the family, making some memories. If you tuned in right now, we greatly appreciate you. If it's on Twitch, YouTube, and you're watching, you're listening on the Odyssey app, you're listening on the AM or the FM dial, we greatly appreciate it. Hey, call your friends. Tell your mom and them. Tell them they need to be listening too now.
Please do.
We got a good show coming up. Nick Caserio, he's not coming on our show. Maybe I should have teased him with that right there.
Yeah.
Nick Caserio will not be on the drive today. I don't know that he works on Labor Day. Doesn't do radio on Labor Day. Anyway, I hope he's working across town over there. But Nick Caserio will be on Payne and Pendergast in the morning. We got a Texans game week, and the general manager of your Houston Texans will be live on the Sports Radio 610 airways with Payne and Pendergast tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. Bookmark that. Put it in your schedule. Make sure you tuned in because those guys, again, I always say it because it's real. Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne, they have a tremendous rapport with the general manager of the Houston Texans, and it is a very, very good conversation when he joins them. Also, the drive, I want to make sure everybody out there, every time we go out, B. Scott, everybody always says, hey, man, where y'all going to be next time? When y'all coming back? What time of town? What part of town are y'all on? Look here. Thirsty Thursday, baby. This Thursday, we're at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, the park on Park Row Boulevard, right? Football Friday, we're at East River 9. Ain't been over there in a minute. East River 9, lighted par 3 course, 65 Hirsch Road over on the east side of town. So, Thirsty Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy, Park Row location. Football Friday, East River 9. The drive will be live from those two locations. And stick around because in the second segment today, we got D'Amico Rines. He spoke today. It is game week. If you want to get good in football, horny, damn it, D'Amico Rines will do it for you. We got him coming up at 2:23. His presser will be aired right here in full right here in the second segment. The second segment at 2:23. Now, to the most important part of the drive today. One, B. Scott is in for Ron Ugly today. Y'all know B. Scott, Skeezy. And Byron is in for Tyler. Tyler had to check out last week a little bit, had a little illness going on, and he's still not back to 100%. So my man Byron is in the building. And
I haven't seen Tyler down like this, too, by the way. I checked on him over the weekend just to see if he's all right. He's like, nah, man, honestly, I'm not. I'm like, hey, man, if Tyler is admitting it, it must really be hell, whatever it is. So get right, T-Mill.
I mean, he's missing Texan premieres. He's missing some shows.
Yeah, he's not about that. He is not about that.
But we had a pretty good little run. The Astros had a pretty good little run, if you're just now checking in. The Astros sweep the Kansas City Royals. Let me say it again. The Astros sweep the Kansas City Royals in some very, very convincing fashion, if I'm being completely honest. Yep. To me, B. Scott, this one right here, this series was about starting pitching and Yordan Alvarez.
Yep.
And we're going to get to that now. We're going to get to where the Astros stand and all that kind of jive. It's going to be good. But first and foremost, we got to remind everybody out there, my man Ron Ugly. I don't know if we got any – I usually leave like Eminem, you know, any Slim Shady fans out there with that blonde hair. But I think it's a little more fitting this time if we go with Cisco.
Yeah.
I think it's a little more fitting if we go with that old thong song because Ron Ugly, he decided, I think because he thought it would never happen, that his Royals would get swept. But he decided last Thursday, we were on location, we may or may not have been sipping a little Sagamore rye whiskey, if you know what I mean. But Ron decided to shape his mouth to make this side bet with Tyler Milner.
Like you talk about blonde? Hey, I'll do a side bet with you right now.
I'll straight up do it.
Tyler, if one of them sweeps the four, we got to dye it blonde.
I'm in, man. I'm in.
That's the side bet. That's not the big one. That's just me and you. We got
like
a side bet.
Yeah, y'all got a good side bet for you two. Ron's looking for a reason to go with these golden tips.
But it's full.
I'm not, but it'd be hilarious.
I gotta go full.
Courtney, I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I do want to make sure Courtney, first and foremost, Courtney, I want to reiterate, I ain't got nothing to do with this. But Ron Dunn went out there and made a bet that he's pretty confident wasn't going to come to fruition. And I'll be damned if it did. Ron Ugly has got to dye his hair blonde, fellas. Ron Ugly is going to come in this joint. And some things we got to figure out here. He's going to come in this joint looking like Cisco the next time we see him.
Yes. And I feel like you had a question on whether it's going to be just the if he's going to frost the tips or if he's going to go all the way to the root.
Yeah.
There's only one way for him to do this. Ron doesn't have enough hair to be frosting the tips. He's got to go all the way in. If it was me, even if it was Byron, both of us got enough going on to where if we wanted to go frost the tips, we could do it. Ron don't have enough up there to be trying to frost the tips. He got to go to the root and bleach that whole thing.
So that answers one question right there.
Yes.
Because clearly he lost the bet. Thank you to them Astros for whooping that ass. So it's all the way to the root. So we're talking the Cisco, not the Cisco after the bob grew out a little bit and just the tips were a little bit blind. Now this is when he's going all the way to the root. So there's one. Number two, when do we believe that Ron should get this done? Should he come in tomorrow with this blue? With this blonde hair? Because I know he's listening.
Oh man, listen, he got the day off. What?
He got plenty of time. Well, I don't know if he can get in touch with his. I don't know if his barber's working or whoever.
Man,
would die.
Man, listen.
Courtney, his wife is not going to do
this. This is the benefit of y'all having the afternoon show between the weekend. Okay, so yesterday, today, and tomorrow, y'all got all the way up until 2 to do the show to have your show done. Y'all can plan the show out, and he's got all the way up until 1:50. Tomorrow to get this thing done. I don't see why he would not come in here tomorrow with blonde hair. Now, I will say, like you apologize to Courtney. I want to make this clear. I do feel like Courtney has veto power here. And if he, for whatever reason, is not able to pay off on this bet because his wife don't let him, I'll understand that. But I'd be real disappointed. I'd be real disappointed if he wrote a check that, as you know what, couldn't cash.
I would fully understand it, but I ain't letting his ass off the hook.
We're going to do something.
Because here's what else he did. Not only is he going to come in here, I'm going to be honest with you. Blonde Ron, that's going to be hideous, man.
It's going to be so bad.
Hey, that's going
to
be hideous.
It's going to be so. I can't wait to get to pull the video.
Video.
What? That will be y'all's most circulated video of the drive's history.
Well,
Ron Hughley in bleach blonde hair.
Skeezy, here's the deal. He went even further. I mean, he ain't done there. So it's not just blonde Ron. He went a little further because this is what he had to say a little later on.
The loser. Because you said it, all right, the first three games of the series, whoever wins that 2 out of 3 is the winner. The loser has to do the entire show in the other team's color face paint.
Oh, come on.
Now, we all agreed to that one, right? So it's me and Tyler versus Ron. So Ron's got to be, it's blonde hair, blue-faced Ron's got to be here in studio doing a show tomorrow.
No, but he said the other team.
So is he going to...
orange? I
mean, right. Okay, so it would be... dark blue.
Either way.
I prefer orange. I prefer, Ron, obviously,
really,
Astro
dog?
Orange.
What are you doing, man? What the hell kind of bet is this?
Hey, and you know Tyler ain't going to let him off the hook on that.
No. Yeah, so he's got, at the very least, got to do that. And look, you add it together. No, he's going to look ridiculous. I cannot wait to see this.
The good thing about Ron, too, Ron is a guy that I mean, he gonna pay. Now, if it has something to do with money, you may not see your money for 2-3 months.
You give him to hump day, give him to Wednesday. To be reasonable about it. And the payoff is gonna be worth it. Give him to Wednesday.
We'll give him to Wednesday.
Until we start giving him a hard time.
If it's not done tomorrow, we'll give him to Wednesday to get this to get it right. I mean, I just
It's going to be so ridiculous, man.
I can't wait to see this.
It's going to be so ridiculous.
I can't wait to see this. But nonetheless, all this talk about Ron dyeing his hair blonde and Ron coming in here with an orange face. I keep saying blue face. I was stuck on the Kansas City colors thinking that baby blue would look all right.
Yeah.
But that's not it. It's got to be that bright orange.
And let me say this about Ron, too, though. I'm going to let y'all pull the curtain back, as he would say. Ron makes these bets, but deep down, when he makes these bets, they are actually things that he, deep down, either is very much willing to do or wants to do.
No question.
Like actually wants to do. Yeah. And he's kind of painting it as it being a bet. Oh, I got to do this. I think Ron wants that blonde hair. I think he's going through a Cisco phase.
No, there's no doubt. He's been talking about wanting them tips done. But look, he tried to throw the bet out there like, all right, if a sweep happens, then I'll go back to using the name Show. I'm like, bro, you want that. Like, you deep down inside, you want to be called the Show.
He's been trying to play us, man, Ron. We're not dumb, man. Come on now. Insulting our intelligence. Somebody say on the text like Clint Day, somebody say that Ron going to look like a candy corn.
With that orange face. Oh, this is going to be great.
I can't wait.
Man. Well, look, I mean, talking about all this stuff that Ron's got to do, dyeing his hair and painting his face and yada, 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 it's all in thanks to the Houston Astros for going out there and whooping that ass and sweeping the Kansas City Royals four straight games. The Astros right now sitting 75-62, six games ahead of the Seattle Mariners in the division. And Fangraph has some World Series odds out there, B. Scott, and it's got the Astros at number four at 12.2%, obviously behind the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Phillies, if I remember correctly. I don't have that part right in front of me.
That sounds right, though. But those are the definitive best teams in baseball right now.
Absolutely, yep. Man. And the Astros aren't even whole, so that's what's beautiful. But let's touch on this series real quick, man. I mean, I was in and out all weekend. I was up in the Hill Country, so I was able to catch bits and pieces of every single game. Caught the majority of yesterday's game. To me, this four-game sweep of the Kansas City Royals was about starting pitching and Yordan Alvarez. And when I say that, the only starting pitcher that gave up an earned run was Kikuchi, and it was after the sixth inning.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the first run the Astros gave up in this four-game series within six innings was Taylor Scott yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the starting pitching was absolutely tremendous. I know there was a couple of little times there when a couple guys got in some trouble and there were some unearned runs, there were some errors. But this thing was about starting pitching and then obviously Yordan Alvarez.
Yeah, and Yordan Alvarez having multi home run games. Like the fact that Yordan has turned it on like this, I think even the fact that they have been able to perform the way they have without Yordan being seemingly special and it's clicking at this point in time going into the end of the season, going into September, I think is a huge thing for the Astros. But even bigger than that, like we expect Yordan Alvarez to go out there and perform as one of the better hitters in baseball. I know you and Ron talk about him being perhaps the best hitter in baseball and certainly a top two or three left-handed bat in baseball, I would say for sure. So you expect to see these types of performances from Yordan Alvarez. It's kind of weird when you don't. But, Clint, when you solve the pitching issue the way the Astros have – over the last several weeks or so, we talked about their needs going into the trade deadline. They go out there and get Yusei Kikuchi, a move, by the way, that I only didn't like because of the circumstances that brought them there. I thought they should have found a starting pitcher earlier, and I didn't like the fact that they didn't have a whole bunch of resources to give up, and so they had to give up three guys to get somebody that I didn't think was great.
Right.
But look, Yusei Kikuchi has had success in this league before or in the major leagues before, and he goes to the Astros where they just fix pitchers. Like, whatever is ailing you, whatever is wrong with you, whatever you need to mix into your arsenal that you're either not doing enough or you're doing too much of, they kind of got that secret sauce. They got away with pitchers, and it seems like early on they've had away with Yusei Kikuchi. You talk about him giving up that run after it didn't really matter as much anymore and how he's pitched since he's gotten here. The story of the weekend and the story of the Astros over the last several weeks has been how stellar the pitching is. And I didn't even mention Hunter Brown, Spencer Arrigetti, guys who are going to pitch in this series in the next couple of days. Obviously, Justin Verlander is on the mound tonight.
Fromber again.
Look, Fromber again. Justin Verlander, how about this, Clint, might be your fourth or fifth guy or sixth guy, depending on how you feel about Ronel Blanco at the moment, yeah. Right? So Like, it is an embarrassment of riches, a real lucky or luxurious spot to be in, I would say, for the Astros and their pitching situation.
Yeah, man. It's and then you mentioned Yordan, which, by the way, Yordan's four straight 30-plus home run season.
Yes.
I mean, he's just – and you think about it, if he would have stayed healthy over a couple of these years, I mean, the numbers could be – could be even bigger than they are.
Yeah, you're talking about a dude that had two knee surgeries.
Yeah.
No, so, 100%.
But he's hot, man. And when he's hot, you can overcome Tucker being out of the lineup. You can overcome some guys being out of the lineup. You can overcome shuffling the lineup up.
Playing a bunch of rookies.
Yeah. I mean, just tinkering with things as we mentioned. Hey, going back to Ron real quick on these bets, man. The text line's throwing some good stuff out there. He should have to do it on location when we're on location so everybody can enjoy it. I mean, God, he should do it live in studio so that the YouTube and Twitch folks can see it.
Oh, yeah.
Golly, that makes me want to text him and figure out if he's already done it or not or what his plans are just to make sure that we can include anybody.
Oh, can you imagine the crowd we could draw?
Oh, on YouTube, right here, if they're doing it right here?
Hey, man, we need to have a meeting of the minds and get with sponsors and everything. I think we might be on to something. Like, could you imagine the draw that we could have and make him fun of Ron and Ron being a good sport about it, too?
Yes.
Oh, somebody he'd that can be laugh all at
over
himself? That
now. He'd
oh,
be, come on. He'd be all over
Let's
it now.
Let's do it.
The Astros starting lineup, game one versus Cincinnati is obviously, was it a 3-10 first pitch, I think it is?
Yeah, that's right.
Starting lineup is out. You got Altuve, Alvarez, Diaz, Pena batting cleanup, Singleton, Gamble, Dubon, Hayward, McCormick is in center field. McCormick is in center field. Jake Myers has gone on paternity leave. So
congratulations,
Chaz McCormick. Jake has been, which one? Jake. Oh, Jake, yes. Yeah, congratulations on the kiddo. Yep. Chaz McCormick, congratulations on hitting that bomb, going back to Sugar Land and getting your ass back up here for a brief minute.
That was wild.
But he will start in center field. I got some thoughts on that situation right there. I don't know if this is such a good idea, but we'll get to that down the road. Our baseball talk is always presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find how much can you save, baby. That is T-Mobile.com/switch. Again, that's T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, we're off and running. As I mentioned, Brandon Scott is in for Ron Ugly, for old blonde Ron, and Byron is in for T-Mill behind the glass on the ones and twos. Glad to have them. It is Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for plugging in, staying plugged in to Sports Radio 610. And one of the reasons we know that you do is because when D'Amico Ryans, when it's week one, when it's regular season, the Texans are fixing to kick this thing off, and D'Amico Ryans steps to the podium, damn it, we bring it to the people. We get out of the way, and we let you hear your coach. We're going to do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That's right. Ugly's out today. It is Labor Day. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. Byron's behind the glass for T-Mill. Them guys are out there. Hopefully he's feeling a little better. He can somewhat enjoy his Labor Day. Ron, I hope he's enjoying his day with his beautiful bride and his family as well. Maybe this is the last day that they'll be able to look at him, or Courtney will be able to look at him and not
laugh.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate you helping me not laugh at him with that blonde hair.
He's roll over on the floor laughing.
Oh, that's right.
And you know what's making T-Mill feel better today, too? Even though he's ailing, winning that bet, and knowing that within the next couple of days or so, Ron's going to have to come in here looking ridiculous.
Oh, it's
got to make him feel a little bit better.
It's absolutely beautiful. It is football season. It's week one. The Texans got the Colts this Sunday at noon. And, boy, this is the week we've been waiting for. And it's on Mondays. We hear from the head coach. Here is your Houston Texans head coach, D'Amico Ryans.
It's been a really great matchup for us to start off the year. Anthony Richardson, as he showed with the limited amount of snaps that he's had, he's shown that he can be a dynamic playmaker, you know, running the ball, also throwing the football. So he's a playmaker, right? You have to account for him every single snap just because of his dynamic ability, right, to run the football. So he poses a really good challenge for us defensively, and we definitely have our hands full.
Jonathan Taylor been so successful against the Texans, no matter who the coach is?
Yeah, Jonathan, I think he's a successful running back just because he runs with such great contact balance. Like, it takes more than one guy to get him down. He does a really good job breaking tackles. He plays physical. He plays downhill. He runs the ball, plays the game the right way. I think that's what makes him a really good running back.
There's been a lot of good running backs on this team. What do you see from their tandem inside EJ Speed, Tyre Franklin?
Yeah, EJ and Zaire, they've done it for a while together. Right? They're long, athletic, fast guys who can make plays, you know, sideline to sideline. So, you know, we have to be able to get a hat on those guys because they make most of their plays once the ball gets past the defensive line. Those are the guys who you have to stop because, you know, their speed, their length, their athleticism.
Will didn't practice the majority of August. How do you feel about his availability for this week coming up?
Yeah, we'll see where we go throughout the week. Feeling good about all our guys, ready to get rolling for the year.
You mentioned before that you felt like you guys started a competitive roster. I just know the work you guys put in as well. What type of competitive juices are flowing for you as you get ready for the real thing this week?
Yeah, it doesn't change for me. Like, I mean, when you're a competitor, you compete, whether it's preseason, training camp, whatever the day is. Like, we don't turn it on. For me personally, I don't turn it on once the season starts. Like, every day for me is – it's a competitive day. Like, how can we get better? How can we win? How can we improve? So it doesn't change. Now that the season kicks off for us, our mentality doesn't change as a team. Our mentality doesn't change as a coach.
You and Steichen have a lot of history. What are your overall thoughts on y'all's history going back to San Francisco, Philly, and then last year?
I don't look at it as a history, right? Between me and Steichen, like, it's about the players playing the game, right? Our players, Shane is a really good coach. He always has his guys prepared, ready to go. We really respect him as a coach. And for me, we got to do the same. Like, just have our guys prepared, ready to go, ready for anything that they may throw at us. So it's not about me or Shane. It's about the players who strap it up on the field.
CJ obviously got a ton of talent kind of coming in. But obviously, y'all had to do something well with him for him to have the season he had. In year one, what do you feel like you all as a staff did well in, and what are y'all kind of continuing to do?
As a staff, whatever player, whatever the position, whoever you're dealing with, like, you have to put guys in position to be successful, right? You have to do what they do well. And I think that's what our staff did with working with CJ on last year and going throughout this training camp. You just give him things that he likes within the offensive scheme and things that he feels good about executing, right? You have to listen to players when it comes to that, like, what do they like, and that's what you try to go out and run those things, because they're going to be, I think, more to your advantage when he's doing things that he likes to do. So just listening to each other, making sure we're all working together, staff and players working together, that's how you become a good team in this league.
What did you notice from CJ in the huddle, how he operates in the huddle? What have you noticed from him compared to your one? How has he grown?
CJ's command has grown just how he communicates in the huddle. You communicate with confidence in the huddle. I think he's just been more vocal. But when you do it, right, for the second time around, it's a lot more easier. The verbiage of our offense hasn't changed, so it's easier for him to understand what we're calling and communicate that with confidence, and he's doing that.
It's
talked about the coastal linebackers earlier, but how important would it be to establish the run against that strong front seven that they do have?
Yeah, they have a really great front seven, starting with the two interior guys, you know, Buckner and Stewart. Those guys are a force inside. But it's not about if we have to run it, whatever we have to do to move the football up and down the field. Like, it really doesn't matter. It's running the ball, throwing the ball, whatever it takes for us to be successful and moving the football, that's what we'll do.
DeMeco, you went from 32nd to 8th against the run last year. You got a lot of new players. What's the key to being even better than 8th?
Yeah, the key is consistency, and it's always important. The first game is going to be about tackling. Right? You have to tackle as a team. Right? Talk about our defense last year. It's too many missed tackles. So for us to improve in run game and also the passing game, we have to be a better tackling team, and that takes just more hats to the ball, more guys securing and wrapping up.
What do you think you'll see more throughout, you know, Kamari's short stint with the Texans for the season? What have you
What stood out the most to me about Kamari is his consistency. Like, he shows up every day, whether it was rookie minicamp, OTAs. Like, Kamari, no matter who lined up across from him, like, I just love that he never wavered with whoever lined up across from him, and he accepted whatever challenge was thrown his way. Like, very smart player. He finishes the right way, right? And that's what it's all about in this league. Everybody's about the same talent-wise, but you have to make up in your mind how you're going to finish each play. And he finishes with the right mindset, which has allowed him, right, to continue to grow as a rookie and be consistent because of his mindset of how he finishes things.
You all ended the coach season in week 18 last year. How's it going to feel going back into that same environment to start the season off?
New year, not worried about last year. Right? Last year was last year. We're fully focused on 2024. We're a completely different team. They're a different team as well. So for me, last year has nothing to do with this year going into their place.
That no longer can surprise anymore, or is no longer the underdog as you all were last year in that sense. Does the messaging at all change, or do you have to tell your players something differently, if you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, for me, I hear that about surprising people or sneak. Like, it's the NFL. That doesn't happen. Like, I don't care how you guys cook it up. Like, it's the NFL. Every team, every player is good enough to win games each and every week. So nobody's surprising anyone. Nobody's sneaking up on anyone. Anybody can get beat any single week in the league. So the whole narrative about sneaking up on us, sneaking up on people, or our expectations, outside expectations, for me, it's we're focused on our team and how can we go play really sound football. That's what matters to us. It doesn't matter about sneaking up on people. Our expectations, that doesn't change how we play the game of football. We're going to play the game the right way. We're going to play relentless. We're going to play with great energy, and we're going to go out and challenge any opponent we line up against for four quarters.
All right, that's your head coach, DeMeco Ryans. It's game week.
Man.
Skeezy, it's game week. There's a lot to unpack right there. There's a lot to unpack with what DeMeco Ryans is talking about. And I want to start where he started, B. Scott. I think the Texans, that there's two specific concerns. Concerns ain't the right. Let's challenges. There's two specific challenges this week for the Texans defense. And there's no doubt that both of these challenges are real. They're present. We've seen them front and center versus the Texans last year. I'll tell you exactly who I'm talking about. We'll get you that audio, and we'll hear what DeMeco had to say about each one of these challenges, and then we'll cuss and discuss. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 60.
Play.
All right, happy Labor Day out there to everybody, y'all. Hey, by the way, everybody out there, stay safe, man. Party, make some memories. Hey, drink that cold beer. Stay on that grill, man. Eat good today. Enjoy your family, but be safe. And get home safe tonight. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Ron Ugly's out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610. I hope they always do that. I almost did it again. SportsRadio610.com. Hell, he's Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, all of it.
But he's in for Ron. So that's the voice you hear. Not that you didn't already know that, but that's the voice you hear. We just heard from Texans head coach DeMeco Ryans. It's Monday of game week. I know it's Labor Day, but it's Monday of game week, y'all. And the coaches are talking. And DeMeco is always front and center, worth the listen, and especially when it's week when it's week one. B. Scott, there were several things that we heard from D'Amico Ryans that I think stood out, and none bigger as it pertains to this week's game, none bigger than the first two answers. And here's the challenges that are the Indianapolis Colts when you look at it from a defensive perspective. If you're D'Amico Ryans and you're looking at the Indianapolis Colts offense, you've got obviously Anthony Richardson, who we saw, guys. We saw this guy. I mean, everybody always talks about nationally when they talk about Anthony Richardson. Well, there's a small sample size. Well, we hadn't seen much. Well, guess what? A good chunk of that small sample size was against the Houston Texans right here in our backyard.
Yep, right down the road.
Anthony Richardson had the Colts. The Colts were up 28-10 at half, and I know, look, he just played the first quarter, but he had an 18-yard touchdown run and a 15-yard touchdown run, and I believe he had a third run in there. I think he had three rushes for 35, 36 yards, something like that. He had another rush in there. But we've seen Anthony Richardson and what he poses from a physical perspective. We've seen that front and center. And then if you fast forward to the end of the season, the game the Texans ended up winning to get into the playoffs on a failed fourth down by the Indianapolis Colts offense, it was 14-6 at half. It ended up 23-19. Houston won, but Jonathan Taylor was front and center. Had 188 yards, 30 carries. Yes. I mean, they were going to run his damn legs off.
They ran all, and he ran all over them.
Yes, too. Yes, and it was an impressive fashion. So those are the two challenges, and we've seen them up close and personal. And B. Scott, I guess the way that I want to have this discussion is I do want to go to the concern word here. I tried to avoid using concern as it pertains to the Texans and D'Amico, but as we have the discussion and as a fan looks at it, which one of those concerns you the most of, man, if this guy gets to getting off, we're going to have a hard time beating this football team?
Ooh, well, so I would say, to answer your question directly, I would say Jonathan Taylor, just because he's the proven commodity. Like, he is the known threat. You know exactly what Jonathan Taylor is capable of, just from the standpoint of his career and specifically what he's done against the Texans.
Yeah.
To the point of what you mentioned, the way it looked at the end of the season, like we've seen it, and not just the small sample size. We've seen a lot of it. I feel like we can sit here and comfortably call Jonathan Taylor one of the top two or three running backs in all of football. So I feel like the obvious and, of course, answer is Jonathan Taylor from that standpoint. But Anthony Richardson presents a wild card of, hey, if it is right, like, there is a boom or bust, feast or famine element to Anthony Richardson, to where I could see it. Anthony Richardson accounts for four touchdowns, but also three turnovers,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You get a couple of picks and a fumble recovery in there because he thinks he can do anything because he's physically gifted and all these other kind of things. Like, he can give and take away. I'm talking about for his team. And so, like, from that standpoint, I would say Anthony Richardson, to me, presents more of an opportunity than anything for the Texans defense. Now, he could be a threat. He could obviously do what he did to you last year.
Yeah.
But I also think there are opportunities for the Texans defense to exploit Anthony Richardson if they are right. Whereas with Jonathan Taylor, I'm just flat out concerned about the threat of a top two or three running back going up against this defense that, let's be honest, still does have to prove itself.
Yeah, I would go with Jonathan Taylor as well, B. Scott. I look at, if Jonathan Taylor's getting off the way he did last year, we've got to look at this defense in a different light. We've got to really be considered about, or are concerned about, the interior defensive line. We've got to really be concerned about Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson and company at the defensive end position. We know they can rush the passer, but if the Colts in division are able to get their run game, their designed run game, rocking and rolling, where Jonathan Taylor is doing work like he did late season last year against them, to me, that spells a bigger problem for the Houston Texans. I look at Anthony Richardson. Now, I don't think that Anthony Richardson is going to do what he did last year in terms of just appeared to be like D'Amico. And that was the one time when this defense early in the year, they didn't even look like they had a plan or an adjustment to what Anthony Richardson was posing. I mean, he was damn near untouched on 30 plus yards of rushes.
The Texans still look like a rookie team at that point.
Yes.
Rookie head coach, yeah. Rookie coordinator, they looked rookie-ish. Yeah.
So I'm excluding that potential. If that happens, you definitely got problems. I'm excluding that and saying, okay, if if Anthony Richardson is doing work, but he's having to spin it around the park a little bit, and he's having to make some big runs, he's having to make some big throws. I look at Anthony Richardson, and I don't believe that Anthony's ready to win games in a way in which he can duplicate. If that makes sense.
No,
we've not seen that yet.
Yeah. So this is where the Shane Steichen element comes in for me.
Sure.
Because I agree. I don't even think that there is an argument against what you just said. Like, he hasn't shown that. And I think what Anthony Richardson has shown is that he very much needs coaching, experience, and development. Yep. Like, people forget this guy has played less than 25 or 30 football games, period. Yep. Like, high school, college, pro. You go and look at it, you will not get to 30 games of reps for Anthony Richardson in totality. So he needs experience. He needs coaching. He needs structure. And if he's going to get it from anybody, and especially if there is an up-and-coming coach that's not like the Shanahan, McVay, obviously Andy Reid, established offensive guru, if it's still an up-and-coming coach, kind of analogous to what D'Amico Ryans is on the defensive side, that's Shane Steichen. So that's the question. Does Shane Steichen have a fix for Anthony Richardson's sporadic accuracy issues and his lack of experience? That is, to me, is the question.
Yeah, and so I only say that to say, like, I think if Anthony Richardson does go out there and pose enough problems or enough of a challenge that they end up winning a game, I think it's just, again, you just struggled with a really, really good athlete at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
You know, because this defense is good enough to cover down. You know, are they good enough to cover down while Anthony can go out there and buy time with his feet and then throw it over the top? It's tough for anybody to do that. And so if Jonathan Taylor is the one that gets off, that's in scheme. That's, I'm going to punch you right in the mouth. You know it's coming. Everybody in America knows it's coming. And you just ain't got an answer to stop it. That is a bigger concern for me if that were to happen. The Anthony Richardson thing, he's good enough where if he stays healthy and plays four quarters, he's going to make some big plays.
Yeah, so I kind of look at it from a little bit different of a glass half full. Like, with Jonathan Taylor in this Colts front, right? Like, we understand it's a really good offensive line, really good running back. I won't feel good about it if they do what we're talking about. If Jonathan Taylor's able to run it down their throat, the Colts are able to run it down their throat the way they were at the end of last season, I'm not going to feel good about it. I'm not going to try to sugarcoat that if it happens. But I will at least understand how you can lose a matchup to a formidable Colts front with Jonathan Taylor. If the reverse happens, though, Clint, like if they are able to do the exact opposite and show up, limit Jonathan Taylor, like basically make him a non-factor, relatively speaking, to what he is, like if they show up in a positive way, I'll run with that.
Absolutely.
You know, like I'll run with that and say, hey, that's a positive sign, because this is just as good of a rushing attack, both from the offensive line standpoint and the running back that they're presenting to you, as you'll find out there. If they perform well, I'll feel great about that. I try not to feel as terrible if they lose a matchup to a formidable opponent.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. And you know, I hadn't dug deep enough into it yet to give a prediction on this. But win, lose, or draw, if you keep Jonathan Taylor from being a big impact on this ball game, it's win Texans. I don't care if they lose on a scoreboard. If they lose on a scoreboard and Jonathan Taylor wasn't able to run this offensive line, and Jonathan Taylor with this head coach and this quarterback that can pose a physical threat as well, if they stop the run but lose the game because of some big plays or because the offense doesn't play well, whatever reason, if they stop the run, regardless of what the final outcome is, that is a huge win for the Texans.
Yeah, well, a lot of random things could happen to where they would lose the game, but I would – just kind of even to support that, would say if they stop the run, they are more than likely going to still win that game. Like I find it tough to believe that absent of a Jonathan Taylor performance that's either not necessarily epic, but what you would expect from Jonathan Taylor, like absent of that, I got a tough time believing that it's just going to be an Anthony Richardson type of thing, throwing the ball, winning through the air. Like, if they're not able to play off of what Jonathan Taylor does, which is the basis of their offense, I got a tough time believing that they'll be able to beat a team that's as good as the Texans. I would be somewhat concerned about that, again, unless it's turnovers, a bunch of random nature to the game.
Yeah, well, with no Christian Harris, a texter here, 713, said I would use Petrie to spy Richardson all game. Now, look, I love where your head's at. you know, in terms, because without Christian Harris, you're going to need some athletes around the line of scrimmage that can if he does get loose, that can go get him. The thought that Jalen Petrie could be a spy, though, I just don't know that's doable. Jalen Petrie has played nothing but nickel since we've been watching practice, and he's gonna have his hands full with whoever the slot receiver is or whoever the tight end is. The RPO game, run pass option game, is going to be alive and well. And this they may, with Shane Steichen calling the plays and Anthony Richardson's potential, they're as good as anybody in that RPO game. Hell, we saw Gardner Minshew go out there in an RPO game last year and win 10 games. I mean, so I do think Petrie is a threat around the line of scrimmage and can make some hay, but I don't know if he's got spy in him.
Oh, and we all love Jalen Petrie around the line of scrimmage. I think we all understand that his best football is played there, but let's keep in mind, if he's going to be playing that slot position, the Colts slot receiver is Josh Downs.
Yep.
That's a really, really good NFL slot receiver. So I say that to say, whether it's Jalen Petrie, whoever it is playing in the slot, they're going to have their hands full. They're not going to be able to do that and spy Anthony Richardson. So they might have to figure out another answer there.
Yeah. And look, D'Amico will have a plan. And those are the two challenges that this defense faces as the week goes along. We'll dig deeper into what it looks like, what it means. But I mean, I think the biggest X factor in the entire NFL right now. I think the biggest X factor in the entire NFL right now is Anthony Richardson and Shane Steichen.
Yeah,
those two guys together. How good can they be, and how quickly can Anthony Richardson become a guy that down in, down out can go out there and execute that offense, not flawlessly, but at a high clip.
Yeah,
and the minute that happens, look out now.
Yeah, if he can do it, if he is it, the Colts are a threat to the Texans and a threat to the AFC. If he can't, then they're not. Like, it is as simple as that, and we don't actually have the answer to the question yet.
Well, they're not. Like, in my opinion, with Anthony Richardson on the field, I don't care whatever happens. I don't care if the marriage works or not. With him on the field, they are a threat to beat anybody on any given Sunday. Now, are they a threat to go win 10, 11, 12 games and make a run in the playoffs? I don't believe so. But if he takes to this offense and they get a little bit of time together, it's going to be, I mean, I hope he ain't worth a damn for the two games when he plays the Texans, and I hope we get him, but it's from a football perspective, it is going to be one hell of a watch, man. That's Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. Ron Ugly is out today. Again, happy Labor Day, everybody out there. Texans game week, baby. It is Texans game week. I'm stoked that it's here. I know all the fans out there. I know everybody's stoked that it's here. We will we'll keep you updated on everything that drops, Texans, Astros, and anything else in the city here. So just stick with us on this beautiful Labor Day. Coming up next, we got Dana Brown. Dana Brown spoke on a couple of big time topics. I think we've been looking for answers. One of them being Kyle Tucker, and the other being, when it comes time, which one of these pitchers in his starting rotation that's been absolutely tremendous could we see potentially go to the bullpen? Dana Brown's comments, and we'll cuss and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking. striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.